Good morning, everybody.
It is
the afternoon,
no,
but
it's 2:30.
This is a new episode, episode 10.
Of Double Brain Think Tank.
Yeah, it's episode 10. So now we're in double
podcast.
Digits.
Yeah.
Double digit twins!
Twins, yeah.
Double
another,
digits, get it?
Another reason to point this out joyfully, you know?
So joyfully.
Yeah, I just got out of work, so
that's
why my outlook on life is kind of grim right now.
I have tonsillitis, so my outlook on life is not much better.
That's swag as hell.
My tonsils are huge. I bet
yeah.
You're jealous.
You know what? Something that happened to me as I got older is I don't like Flamin' Hot Cheetos anymore, but I used to really, really
love them. Yeah, that's
the
issue.
No, but I used to really, really love them. Like, you know, you would not catch me slacking on eating those. But now I'm just like, it gives me terrible times in the bathroom and I can't do it.
It does,
anymore.
But it's always worth it. Am I right, fellas?
It just doesn't hit the same with the knowledge or something.
Oh, it hits different.
Yeah, exactly.
100 emoji.
Yeah, I hate how you have to drive places. That shit fucking sucks.
I wish I could just be somewhere, you know?
I don't want to teleport.
I don't want to arrive. I would just like to be somewhere.
You know, once again, I think this is just me wanting to live somewhere walkable, you know? I don't want to be a beep beep in traffic and all
you know,
the puppies.
You think you want a better, you think you want a better job, and you think you want your student loans paid off, but you don't. You just want walkable communities.
This is true. You don't want your family to have healthy dynamics. You just want walkable communities.
And it's clear, cringe.
No,
for
but
not
I
even
actually,
noticing.
I do want a walkable. That would fix so many things for me because I don't like waiting in goddamn traffic behind.
Nobody
people.
Likes waiting in traffic.
Exactly. I'd rather be waiting in foot traffic.
At least
all my buddies
traffic.
Are there.
Can you really wait in foot traffic?
I mean, if there's a line, I think that's waiting in foot traffic.
Yeah, but if you're in a line, you're not really going anywhere far, right?
I mean, it could be like a really congested area, like a subway or something. You know, you ever go on like a metro?
Yeah, you know that I've been on a metro.
I you've been on a metro. It was a rhetorical thing.
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to set the scene
in
our fair Verona.
I don't know, it's alright. I don't know right now. I'm just trying to heal.
Just trying to heal?
Yeah, my tonsils hurt, and it's
your tonsils are, that's a trauma response.
Actually, I just want to live in a walkable community. It's not that I want my tonsils to get better.
You just want to live in a walkable community.
Yeah, that's why my tonsils are like that. My body just wants to live in a walkable community. Yeah.
It's a trauma response as well.
Yeah, it's
the trauma of not living in a walkable community.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right on the nail. I feel like
I'm looking at the man.
Don't.
In
nothing that
house.
Can be copyrighted in this house.
In this house. I'm looking at the man in this house.
Anyways, what I wanted to say was they keep telling me I can't get surgery for this. They're oh, it's too dangerous.
Why,
I'm like,
are you a grape?
Everyone in their, I don't know. Can't they do surgery on my grapes? They're literally the size of grapes.
Yeah, Angie.
They're grapes. Can they do surgery on my grapes?
Yeah, do surgery on a grape in her mouth.
Do surgery on both my mouth.
You
grapes.
Know, I do surgery on grapes all the damn time. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
But they're like, oh, we won't do it because it's too dangerous. And then every older person ever is like, how come you didn't get it done? It's so easy. And they did it to me and all my 17 siblings. And it's like, times have changed and they realize it's really dangerous.
That's probably why only 3 of them made it to the Just a thought, though.
But apparently it's dangerous because of how much blood you can lose. Because it's in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like they're cutting holes in your mouth. Yeah, and they think that you could, it's apparently pretty dangerous because they're
I'm not that thirsty.
It's just like,
instead of needing a beverage, you just swallow it down with blood. You're like, I have to take my morning pills. Don't worry, I got it, though.
I don't know, but they're like, yeah, we can't do it because it's too dangerous. And every old person is like, well, I had it done. And I'm like, yeah, but like you have, like, the vision of a bat at this point in life.
It's just, like, a certain pop star's doctor. Naming names, but may or may not have been responsible for death of this certain pop star. Not gonna name any names. I know the estate of this pop star really, really goes in on the legal stuff. So, you know. No hate, you know. We just have to look at yourself and make a change, you know?
They need to make a change in my mouth. I hate these things. Yeah, I hate these bad boys. They're huge.
Are they tasty grapes?
No, they taste horrible.
They probably taste like mucus.
They literally do, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mucus doesn't taste bad. It just doesn't taste good.
To quote Cardi B, you know that dangly thing in the back of your throat?
Yeah.
That thing is, like, I can, like, touch it with my tongue. Like, it's very, like, gross right now because of everything that's happening. It's, like,
it got heavier weight because you were already punching at that class.
But I can, like, just fuck it. I can move it around, like, whatever.
Just fuck it. I wouldn't do that to something in your mouth, man.
You know,
You don't know what kind of things you can catch.
Like, what tonsillitis?
No, like, from fucking things in your mouth. Even if it is your own mouth, it just doesn't feel fair.
I just am having no fun right now. Boo!
You're not having any fun. Boo! What the hell? Why aren't you having any fun?
Because my
tonsils?
Yeah, they really hurt, dude.
You got that mindset, you know? You can't let one thing ruin everything, you know?
You're right. I'm just letting the fact mentality. We don't... I'm letting the walkable communities get to me.
You need
to my head.
To start really getting that, you know, that swaggy... I don't know, fuck it, we ball lifestyle. I just started thinking of that recently because I'm like, I'm just some, like, fucking person just sitting in the corner. Like, I don't even do anything really, you know what I mean? Like, at work. Well, no, I do stuff, but, like, you know.
I know what you mean. It's not, like, significant. Like, that's what I do. Like, I don't do anything significant.
Yeah, like, it's coffee. Oh, wow, fucking change the world, baby.
I'm like, oh, it's papers. It's literally papers and mail. I'm changing the world, baby.
Yeah, but, like, it would be better if you didn't do your job, honestly.
Well, that really hurt.
That would be a net positive because then people aren't getting, like, screwed.
Yes. We're not allowed to talk about my job.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't want them to know that I'm a celebrity.
Here's a real question. Here's a real question that I've had since I was a child. Why the fuck do they put typewriters in libraries? It's just like... Why the fuck are you
Because
I put it in the adult section and I tried to use it because I was like, oh, there's a typewriter here. And it's the loudest thing in the fucking world. And everyone's like, shh. And it's like, dude, why would you put a typewriter here if you don't want anyone to touch it? Like,
you know why?
We have to check it out.
Hey, I have a really good answer to that. Because all the people who got their tonsils removed by careless doctors are too deaf at their old age to even hear the typewriter that they're slapping against.
No, I was thinking, like...
They're like, oh, I remember that. I played on my typewriter after I got my tonsils removed. They're like,
No, it actually causes silence because each click sounds like a bomb dropping. and they just, like, freak the fuck out and leave the library. And they're just like, oh, well, I guess I have the whole place to myself. Now I can type away at my little typewriter things.
Actually, each typewriter click sounds like the sirens during the Cold War and everyone...
Or it sounds
80s.
Like it's a nuclear siren.
Yeah, from like the
like
60s.
In southern Connecticut, there's actually a there's a power plant siren. Like, if the power plant were to, like, fuck up and they, like, test the siren, so you have to be aware of that on those days, or you'll be like, oh my god, the power plant fucked up. We have to go. Like, you know?
Is it even worth it, man?
What do you mean?
Like, having a power plant.
There's a lot of energy that comes from that. France runs pretty much entirely on...
I know they have access energy. Like, they just have too much.
Yeah. They had to loan us some from their power plants because we're the dumbasses that keep using, like, natural gas and coal and shit because we're fucking stupid, I guess. I don't know. Like, I mean, we know the answer, and the answer is always money, but, you know, I wanted to be cool and original and not like the other girls, so I didn't say it.
I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time feeling like other girls with my huge tonsils.
Are there really girls out there with huge tonsils? I guarantee you there's at least one other girl out there with
I have tonsils. Not coughed for 10 minutes, and that is, like, a record. Yeah. And I'm keeping it in. Tickle stuff. Tickles. You know when it tickles?
Yeah, it tickle.
But I don't want to, like, have someone listen to this, and then they hear, like, a cough, and they're like, you know what? Actually, never mind. That was really annoying.
I've been sick lately. I don't know what the hell with what. I've just been so congested, you know?
I'm really congested, but I have tonsillitis.
Oh, that's cool. I don't, but I'm congested, so...
I wish
you're so much cooler than I.
Yeah, because I have two things happening that suck really badly.
Oh, we're coming in for a guest spot over here. Oh, no. We just live in a house where you can hear everything.
Yeah, you can hear someone. You can hear someone on their typewriter in the next room.
Yeah, this is true. You can hear me clipping my toenails while I'm trying to use the typewriter with my free hand. I say T-O-E, and then it's...
That's wonderful.
Yeah. T-O-E, the theory of everything.
I watched a lot of movies this weekend.
What movies?
I watched that new A24 one, you know, the one that Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everything Everywhere. It was fire, sometimes, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. A great movie. I saw it twice.
It was so good. It was so freaking good.
I saw it once with my girlfriend, and then I saw it once with mom. And I.
What did mom think about
it? I, like, dragged her there because I was like, you gotta see this. This woman is you, but Asian.
She literally is, though.
Yeah.
No,
the Velcro sneakers, I was like, it's over.
What did she think?
She liked it.
I mean, besides the fact that the lady owns the same blouse as her.
Yeah, no, we talked about that pretty immediately.
As soon as I started with the glasses, I was like, hey, she kind of dresses like my mom.
Yeah. Now there's something about someone who doesn't speak English as a first language where they're just so much more blunt than everyone else. It's like... That, you know, of course you're going to lack the nuance. I'm sure if I were speaking to someone in Spanish right now, they would be like, why do you sound like you're crazy right now? You know?
Did she like the movie, though?
She did like the movie. She thought, during, like, the parts with the gay daughter and stuff, she was like, I'm so sorry if I ever did that to you. And I was like, no, just keep watching the movie, Mom.
That's too much.
I'm not here to have this conversation. I'm here to watch a cool-ass flick with my mommy.
I really like the... I mean, I don't want to spoil it.
You know what's a good
metric? I really like the Rock part.
The Rock part?
That was, like, one of my favorite parts, where they're just rocks.
Every time I meet someone, like, new, and I, like, want to gauge how compatible we are as, like, friends, I'll be like, I love my mommy. And depending on how they react to that, it kind of makes or breaks it.
I feel like if someone reacts negatively to that, it's like, yeah, it's okay, like, we get it. Your parents don't love you when you need to take it out on me, I guess. Yeah,
no, I mean, even if they don't love their mommy, like, they should be happy that I do.
Exactly. Like, it's so
like,
bitter.
Good for you, you know? Like, oh, how can you not be married? Happy? Oh, I'm not married. I'm going to be angry about this ceremony. Like, nah, good for you guys, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Did she laugh? I bet she laughed.
Who?
Mommy, I bet she laughed at the movie, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there were parts. She was very surprised by the dildo. She's very surprised by that. But the hot dog world, she really enjoyed.
I can imagine that she would have loved that.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's like, that's up her alley of things to laugh at.
I don't want to spoil this movie.
Yeah, let's not spoil it. I also watched this other movie called That Feel When No GF.
Oh,
and I watched
like
another movie called Feels Good Man.
The incel one, the incel docs, basically.
Yeah, and then I watched the Pepe one.
Yeah, I saw this tweet that was like, me watching, like, you know, one of those with my girlfriend and pretending I don't know the people in the documentary.
I actually pointed out one of the people in the documentary in the stage, yeah. Eggman from 4chan.
Oh, yeah. Wow, he's in it.
Yes. He's in Feels Good Man.
I always felt like he was so niche, but he's like,
he was so niche, but like, it's funny because it's like, I remember his face so well because everyone was just like, he's the ugliest man who's ever lived. Like, that was just like a thing people would say.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I would really hate that if I were him.
I don't know, he kind of embraced it,
I feel like. I mean, he could just try to dress like Dr. Robotnik, because everybody calls him Eggman anyway.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah.
What?
No.
Or that is garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, our opinions.
Sorry, my mom is looking at my neat room.
No, our mom was talking about our podcast. And she was being very nice and constructive about it.
Yeah, she had some really eloquent things to say about her body.
It's true, it's true. I had to clean my room a few days ago, and let me tell you something. Was it worth it?
It's not really worth it. At least at this point. For me, if my tonsils were less big, I could move my body faster and I would be able to clean my room.
Yeah, no.
I just
need to eat like a really rare fruit. Like a really hard to find fruit.
And yeah, it'll cure me.
I think it will cure you. Like some sort of golden dragon fruit, perhaps.
Yeah, like I need something that, like, there's five of them.
Yeah, that you need. Maybe you need an origin story, basically, to get rid of that.
I do. Look, I know we're only like 15-ish minutes into this, but I'm gonna have to cut it because if I keep talking, I'm gonna start coughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, and they wouldn't like that because. Because
we'll have sexier, longer episodes very soon, but for now I need to stop speaking.
She's such a sick woman.
I'm very sick. Subscribe to our Patreon if you would like to help me pay for my tonsils.
To our Patreon.
Tonsils. If you would
help
like to
help Angie pay for her tonsil surgery, link down below.
Surgery on Angie.
Link in the comments.
Subscribe to our Patreon so we can cut the cost of putting this up on streaming, which is what we use it for.
Yeah.
Because we make like $7 on Patreon and it's $12 for this a month and we make $7 a month. So if you guys could get us to like $12, then it wouldn't cost us anything to make this podcast, which would be great because we already spend our time doing this.
I mean, you know, it's for fun.
I mean, it's for fun, yes, but I would like to not spend $12.
Yeah, it's
but also, you know, I guess I'm being a baby, kind of. You don't have to give us money, you know.
No,
I have a job.
No, you're not a baby. You have tonsillitis.
I have tonsillitis, and I need you to help me subsidize the cost while I'm sick, and I'm still going to work, but while I'm sick and I can't work at full capacity. Yeah.
I should have become a scammer. I think I could have done it.
Now that you've said that, you can never become one.
No, but I just have too many ethics by now. I should have done it when I was a really small child, so I wouldn't think anything was wrong, you know.
Being a scammer is easy, but, like, it's just not worth what happens when you get caught.
I just think it's not worth it, and the people you hurt, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like most people who scam are, like,
and they're like
psychos.
They're like, oh, this woman, you know, she lived the rest of her days on a plastic chair, and, like, because that's all she was left with.
Yeah,
because like,
they scammed her out of her home or something.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but these
unless
people...
Unless she loved that chair.
I don't think she... I don't think they would be saying that in that light if she truly loved that chair.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of Double Brain Think Tank.
Love you
all
guys.
The other things, like, subscribe, don't forget to comment. I'm just kidding, that's like YouTube. You can't.
Yeah, I already said that
you can
shit.
Subscribe.
You're old news.
I don't think you can like or comment though. I mean, you can like, you can download. We're almost at 100.
We're
so
on the DL.
If for episode 10 we get 100 downloads, that'd be so awesome. I won't do anything special, but it'll be cool.